Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Well, good morning. It is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and this is your host, Cindy Sharp, or your coach, with Sharpening Your Spirit. And if today, by some chance, we hear any type of barking in the background, it's because we have a new puppy in the house. And we're doing our best to keep her quiet, but if we put her in another room, she just will bark and bark and bark. So just want to share that out to you guys. Hi, how are you guys doing? Have a beautiful day. I hope you're here. I'm having a beautiful day here in Pacific Grove, California. So, Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. What is it that we do here, and what, as your host and your coach, do I do? So we're here to help spiritual entrepreneurs and empower them to find their joy drop, which is their own self-love, to be able to walk into that greatness of themselves, walk into their spiritual gift that has been dropped on them, so they can turn that joy drop into a love drop, and they can not only heal themselves, they can heal others, and together we can heal the world. So welcome to the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show, and this is our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. It's our once a week show where we talk about a topic to support you and help you. And you know, I even have people tell me that sometimes when they listen, they take notes. Gotta love that. So today what we're going to talk about, I think, is really important to myself. And I say that, you know, with energy in my voice, because I'm going to share a little bit about myself today on a deeper level. But it's also so important to us as light workers, as healers, and as spiritual entrepreneurs, or wellness, wellness workers of whatever kind you are, that are trying to get your energy and your love out there. And that is, you know, we all walk through a path of whatever this human experience is to get us to this place where we're really empowering ourselves with loving ourselves and loving our gift. And I like to call it, you know, in my life, I like to call it hot mess to self-loving success. Hot mess to self-loving success, because some of us have to go through a little more dysfunction. Some of us have to go through a little bit more of being emotionally disabled, struggling with this human world, than others. But what I find with the people that I work with and that my clients that I work with is, some of us have gone through some kind of a cycle, whether that was a cycle of abuse, a cycle of some kind of a struggle, a cycle of some kind of a health scare. Something has happened in our lives to heal us in a way that we now can heal others. And if we didn't go through that cycle, we wouldn't be ready to stand up and show our true selves. So to go from hot mess to self-loving success, there's a few steps that we need to take, and I think it's really important that I share here that, man, I am telling you guys, I in my life have been a hot mess. Now, I could put on the right clothes, and I could put on the right smile, and I could put on the illusion of grandeur that I was not a hot mess, but let me make it clear, The inside did not match the outside. And so this is where we really talk about how can we get the inner being, our heart being, our love being, to match our outer being. So we're not only putting on a charade for the world and saying, everything's okay, life is good, oh, I'm just so happy today, when the reality is that on the inside, we're breaking down, we're crying, and we're struggling. So with that, let me tell you a little bit about my story. And I know a lot of you, because, you know, I have a great number of loving followers, know my story. And that is that not only was I born with a birth defect, a very rare birth defect, that is a limb difference on one side, which means I have one hand smaller than the other. And it's also, it would be called deformed. I call it perfectly formed. Because it's the perfection of my being. But I was also born with something called a congenital radical mastectomy, which basically means on one side of my body, I was born without a breast. And there's reasons for this, scientific reasons for this, but let's stay with our spiritual gratitude and love for ourselves show that we're having today. And that is this, is that when I was raised by a mother and father that very unfortunately had drug addiction problems. So at the ripe old age of 4, I was taken to a children's receiving home, and they were taken off to jail. And I never saw my mother again, and I didn't see my father for many years after that. I was fortunate enough to be picked up by my grandmother, but those two things, started my life out in a very fractured way, because as I grew up, I didn't know, am I worthy? Am I worth being loved? Am I lovable? I didn't know how to love myself. I didn't know how to nurture myself, because I was missing the nurturing from the parents that I needed. I didn't know how to parent myself, because I was missing that peace. And those were things that I had to learn along the way. So needless to say, yeah, I had many years of my life where I was an internal hot mess, because I didn't know if I was worthy. I didn't know if I could be loved. There were so much dysfunctional thoughts and dysfunctional energy streaming through my body that I made one mistake after another mistake. I expressed myself in the wrong ways. I grabbed onto the wrong relationships. I made the wrong moves. And of course, I made the best moves I knew how to do. I did the best I could. And if I didn't walk through those hot coals of hot mess, I wouldn't be the absolutely amazing human I am today. I wouldn't be a healer, because I would have never accepted my gift if I didn't get to a point where I knew that I had to make a life change. So what I'd like to do is for you to kind of take a look at your life and say, what are the things that are from my past? Which, as we know, the past is gone. The past is over. It doesn't exist anymore, especially as spiritual beings. We know this on a very deep level, that the only thing that's important is the now. The only thing that is important is this moment. But what is it from your past that are your hot messes that you're attaching yourself to? What is it that you're saying to yourself, I just can't move forward till I move through this? And see them. It's okay. Feel them. Feel the intensity of those things. There's no problem with that whatsoever. The problem is not being willing to let go and let spirit. So the struggle within the hot mess is not being willing to let go and let spirit. So come up with whatever that is that it is for you.
I just want you to kind of feel that energy and sit in that energy. I told you my story. Let me just share this with you. When you come into the energy of from the hot mess energy, I'm going to call it. When you come from that hot mess energy, here's what happens, which is, very understanding. I'm sure that you'll understand this is. I made lots of mistakes. I made lots and lots of mistakes. I mean, I did, all the things that you could possibly think would be a bad mistake, other than the fact that, I didn't harm myself in any horrible physical way, and I certainly didn't harm anybody else in any horrible physical way. But if you just want to talk about struggles and challenges, and I call myself rebellious, but the really real deal was I was really naughty. So rebellious is just a warm, fuzzy word to cover up how naughty I was. So I was really naughty. So here's the thing, is that when I work with people, I find they feel the same way. They feel that they're bringing to their table today some hot mess from behind them. So today we're going to talk about how do we heal that hot mess and really let spirit do their job. Because when you are being called to do some healing here in the world, when you are being called to stepping up to a greater place in your life, you have to let go of the hot mess and you have to start moving to self-loving success. And I say you have to, and really those are my own words. What spirit would say is love yourself just as you are. Love yourself just as you are. And you know what? That is good too. So let's talk about how can we love ourselves just as we are in the moment so we can move ourselves from that energy of the strife and the non-love and the non-prosperity and the things that we're attached to the vibration of self-love and success. So what I do with my clients is I teach them something very simple. It's called a sanctuary state. And what it is where we really do a check-in. Because what happens is that most of the time, this is the truth, the hot mess doesn't bother us. Most of the time, it just doesn't bother us. But it comes up from time to time. It kind of twists and turns like a snake in and out of the energy of our days. It twists and turns it through our thoughts. We can be going on and life is going just wonderful and all of a sudden a little hot mess thought will come up and we go back into that being ashamed, feeling like we're not worthy. Then we move forward in the energy of that shame, in the energy of that not worthiness. So in the sanctuary state, what we do is it's very simple. It's three very simple steps, and it works like this. We take a few deep breaths. So let's just do it together. A few deep breaths in. Deep breath in and out. Another one. In and out. One big breath in. Breathe in love. And just release anything that you need to release in the moment. And when you take those deep breaths, take a few seconds to just really connect with the sanctuary within. Maybe focus on your heart space. Allow that energy to grow. Allow it to empower yourself for a moment. You're really just focusing on your sanctuary within. Allow that love to shift to compassion for yourself. So in this moment, no thoughts of anything but a little compassion for yourself. And however that compassion comes up, so when I do this, I see myself patting myself on the back and saying, it's okay, Cindy. You had a rough road, but today is a very good day. So whatever, however you look at that, maybe you see it, maybe you can feel the compassion, maybe you can hear the words of compassion, but allow that compassion to come up for yourself. Now, take that compassion and move it out from your energy and move it out to others. So staying in that compassion-loving state, all that compassion that you have for yourself. So in this moment, a good idea is maybe to think of somebody else that needs compassion as much as you or more than you. As much as you or more than you. And see that compassion just encompassing their energy. See that love that you are and compassion that you have for yourself healing and helping somebody else. Do you feel it? Do you see it? Well, here's the scoop. That is our 15 minutes to thrive and keep your spiritual business alive. Here is the deal. When you can move yourself into a sanctuary state of connecting with your own sanctuary within, having a compassion for yourself that is deep and loving, and then you shift that compassion, you shift that love, and you help and heal somebody else from wherever you are, however that looks, here's how things happen. It's just like this. They feel love, you feel love, and you have now shift your energy to a new place, and you're not only moving yourself from hot mess to self-loving success, you're moving yourself into that role of being a healer. So our show is done today. We've gone over a few minutes, so I'm going to end quickly and just say to you, love, light, a big kiss. Come on over to sharpeningyourspirit.com and take my free class. Or contact me. I always have some support and some love for you and your spiritual business. Have a wonderful day, everybody.